Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called, Are Weight Loss Peptides Worth It? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Struggling to lose those last stubborn pounds? While diet and exercise are foundations, peptide therapy is emerging as a potential breakthrough. But is it worth the hype and cost? Today, we're diving into the science behind weight loss peptides. Let's start with the basics. Peptides are short chains of amino acids that act as biological signals in the body. Two popular peptides for weight management are CJC1295 and Ipamorelin. While our bodies produce natural peptides, synthetic versions are lab-created to enhance specific functions. Think of them as targeted messengers telling your body to burn fat more efficiently. These compounds work by stimulating growth hormone production and boosting metabolism. A typical treatment protocol runs 8 to 12 weeks under medical supervision, with costs ranging from $400 and $1,000 per month, depending on your protocol and provider. That's not pocket change, folks. Now for the real talk. Peptides aren't magic pills. They require careful medical oversight because potential side effects can include joint pain, water retention, and blood sugar changes. Most insurance plans don't cover peptide therapy since it's considered experimental for weight loss. Speaking of evidence, a 2021 study in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences followed 112 participants using CJC1295 over 12 weeks. They saw an average 15% reduction in body fat while maintaining lean mass. Pretty impressive, but remember, this was in conjunction with diet and exercise. So are they worth it? It depends on your specific situation. Peptides might be worth exploring if you're already nailing your nutrition and training, but hitting plateaus. They're not for beginners or quick-fix seekers. Expect gradual, sustainable results rather than dramatic transformations. The ideal candidate is someone who's done their homework, has disposable income for treatment, and understands this is a complement to, not replacement for, proper diet and exercise. You'll need comprehensive blood work and oversight from a qualified peptide specialist to determine if you're a good candidate. Before starting peptide therapy, schedule a consultation with a qualified peptide specialist to evaluate your specific case, run necessary blood work, and determine if you're a good candidate for treatment. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.